Hey, what's up? I'm Vanessa.
I'm Mary.
I'm Gillian.
I'm Rivka, and this is the very latest episode of the Fufu and Tips podcast.
Your go-to place for relatable content for the African diaspora down under.
The blacker the podcast, the sweeter the bands.
All right, baby girls and baby boys. Welcome back to another episode. How y'all doing?
We going?
We good?
See, that wasn't hard, Mary.
Relax, bro. I didn't say...
Don't
put me down. I just let it go. I don't have to be the star of the time, starting off the episode. But yeah, what's been happening?
Nothing, man.
Wow. I realize that I'm actually... You know when you have interactions, you're like, wow, I'm actually getting old. Mm-hmm. The interaction I had on the weekend was at a shoot with some young creatives.
Hey, at a shoot.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't
Madame Instagram.
But anyway. Yeah, with some young creatives, very talented guys, and we're talking about the Barbie movie, which I haven't seen. I don't really have any desire to see it, but like maybe just out of curiosity. Mm. But it's not something I'd
really
go out
of
my way.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
I want to see it for curiosity.
Yeah,
and nostalgia. And the nostalgia, but mainly curiosity.
I think I said to them, Oh, no, they said it's a really good movie. They'd give a solid, like, 7.5 out of 10. They're all boys, young, like, 18 to 23.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're like, it's so good. I was like, oh, really? It's like, oh, how was, like, Issa Rae in it?
Yeah.
They're like, who? I said, you know.
These are you joking?
These are black boys too, right?
I said, Issa Rae. You know,
are
Insecure.
You
Everyone knows Insecure.
Actually.
They just looked at me. I know they're guys, but still.
No, I accept it.
I looked at them. I was like, you don't know? But they're like, oh, yeah, there was a girl with curly hair in there.
Is that oh, a girl with curly hair?
No, okay. They reduced her down come on. To. We're offended because of our age, but they're quite young.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it just hit me that people don't know what insecure is.
If you were 18 now, you would have been like, wait, that came out in 2016. That was what? 7 years ago?
I know.
So you would have been 11. You would be in primary school. You would have been in primary school.
Okay, but the other thing is like, I was young when Girlfriends came out, but I know Girlfriends.
Same. Because it's fundamental to black culture.
And like Living Single, and like the one with Eve in it, whatever that one was called.
But also, I feel like
I think
back,
it was called Eve.
Back then, you like now you can immerse yourself and make yourself, what's the word, like isolated from certain culture things if you create this online bubble.
Do you but know I what feel saying? Like if they are black, okay.
Mm. But like their age mates are talking about it. Like it's not by force that you see things on TV.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she's still.
They don't. They
reference.
They like
reference another. They do know her name, but they reference that other movie she was in Netflix. Perfect.
Oh,
picture
I know which one you're talking about.
Picture,
yeah, I know. It was.
But that. But that's not her greatest work.
It's and that was not anywhere near as big.
as Insecure. Insecure is like
Emmys
a cultural.
And not even just. And not even just Insecure, but like. If you're on the internet, like awkward black girl.
Yeah, but awkward black girl.
That's even before my time, babe.
But I'm just saying, if you're on the internet, like, do you know what I mean? Because she's done it.
She's been. Depends what corner of the internet you're on.
Yeah, that's also the thing.
Like corner.
Yeah, because
there's different corners.
Yeah,
it's true.
What's going on with that girl? Yum, yum, yum. Ice cream.
Yummy.
What? See, that's going on.
I'm not on that corner.
I'm not on that corner either.
I have no idea what you're about.
Thank you. Love you so much.
Oh, NPC! NPC! Oh, yeah, now I get it.
The internet is just
and
like,
those people making money from doing that?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Get a dollar, baby.
Yeah.
Man, I was
anyway,
shook.
About how she's getting a dollar or Insecure?
The fact that I had to explain who Issa Rae was. But yeah, it's just like, it really hit me.
Yeah. No,
And maybe there's also like, we haven't grouped all black stuff together. Because you know how I just mentioned all those shows? That's like this period of time where we group everything together.
America.
And I don't think we do that now.
Yeah, because now if you want something black, you could go UK. You could go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's different spaces to go to.
Mm. What made me feel old was my goddaughter, who's like 10 years younger than me. I was asking what kind of music she listens to. She's like, I love like old school music. She's like, you know, like 2009, 2010. Like that was such an era.
And she comes and says, Nelly
Ottenberg
or something.
Like,
what's from 2010?
Literally, it's Nelly in that.
No, it's fucking David Guetta and all that. You know, that
old school.
I'm 10. The thing is, that's like what 90s is to her.
Yeah, which is true. That's like when Craig David came out again with someone And my cousin was like, I don't know, 15, 16. He's like, oh, have you heard of this new guy, Craig David? I said, excuse me.
Have you seen his face?
I was like, what? I was like, Craig David came out in like 1998. Oh, like, what are you talking about? I was like, Craig David came out before you were born.
Yeah.
And he was like, huh?
This new guy.
Yeah, no, it's really mad. And what? Like, oh, wow. Yeah, they've just, I think like the stuff that they know about.
Yeah.
And there was even this thing like going around on TikTok where you can find your, what song was number one?
When you were born.
And someone said California Girls by Katy Perry.
What is going on?
Yeah, their children are children-ing, babe. Oh,
fuck. I'm trying to sing that song in my head.
Yeah. They are very grown.
Sorry. California Girls. Yeah, that's, yeah, okay. That's what I thought it was, but I wasn't sure.
Bikinis on top.
She ruled that era.
What's she doing now?
Exactly.
She's having babies with
Orlando.
Who? Orlando.
Oh.
Okay. Well, what about together? Baby?
And
babies?
Then she's on Uber. Uber.
She's always Uber on.
Yes. So annoying.
Yeah. Wait, does Uber really pay that kind of money?
No, menu log.
And it's Uber.
Log. And Uber.
Like, Uber. Oh, Uber.
They had Kendall Jenner and Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
Even Kim Kardashian.
So they really pay that kind of money?
Yeah.
I mean,
man, do you know how many people are ordering every day?
And then delivery charges, you know?
Yo, that's $6.99. Oh, my God. It accumulates, baby girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're rich, rich. They're eating good. They're eating good.
Who would have thought, eh?
I know.
Truly.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. How did I not know that?
Ah, this is old news.
Wow.
She doesn't keep up with white.
Yeah.
With white tea.
No idea.
She likes her tea black.
Yes. Scorching hot black.
Oh my God. It's funny because it's so true.
But even then, sometimes I don't think you're up to date.
Because she's still talking about like Shatta Wale.
I've even paused him if you haven't noticed.
Okay. Have
that
you?
Man is always fighting.
So it's who like are you on to now?
For our relationship.
Yeah, fair.
Who am I on to? I really like... Yeah, I don't have anybody.
Oh, okay.
Like Ghanaian artists?
Yeah.
I really like Darko Vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too. He's really a groove.
He's very underrated.
And very, like, calm. He seems like a really calm guy. Mm. Like, the way he sings.
Sings, yeah. But I wouldn't say calm in by nature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. But he's not a shutter. That's
true. I was just going to say
that. Nobody is like him.
No one is like, he's just one of one, honestly. And, like, after the Beyonce collab, babe, what have you done? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's kind of gone down. And he's very stuck in his ways.
Yeah, like, very
the
stuck in
same
his ways.
How many times can you repeat freedom? You know what I mean? Like, you have to evolve at some point.
Yeah.
And it's crazy seeing all the new artists come out and they're like them just scrambling to kind of stay relevant. Mm. I don't know.
But that's normal for any artist of today.
That is true.
People have short memory and like.
That's true.
When you don't have a song on TikTok, you're done.
I know.
Like, actually done. It's actually really annoying.
It's so annoying. Ah. TikTok is really... And it's literally a 15-second
like, have you guys heard the new Burner, the snippet of Burner's new song? That's not even out. That people are raving about.
Is that the one with Swiss Beats?
No, I don't think so. About. It's called like Big Seven or something.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
It's everywhere.
Already.
It hasn't even dropped.
What's the point of us listening to the rest of it?
It's true. Michael, that guy is like doing... rounds.
Yeah, of course.
Massive.
But you know what? He might as well because he might get washed up in like, I don't know, 5 years.
You gotta take advantage of it, maybe.
Of course.
Otherwise,
you're gonna be broke ass. So you might as well.
Until you're into the Nicholas.
He's not old, you know. He's like 31 or something, or 32. I think last year.
30s.
When Dumini came out, he was 30, turning 30. That was last year.
32 years old, yeah.
So how old is Wizkid?
It's okay. He's like 14 now, maybe.
Aww.
14?
He looks it.
He's at least
he's 33.
Oh, he's older than him.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that can't be right.
Yeah, he is.
I've seen this small boy in real life.
And then how old's David at? 30.
Yeah, yeah, I think David is around.
I think he's 30. Yeah, he's 30. You said that.
I think he's bang on 30.
Bang on 30. Yeah,
30 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
These boys. These boys.
Well, Berner's the only one without 50 kids. The rest, the other two, have a lot of kids.
Yeah, but Berner's mom's keeping him.
In check,
you reckon?
Oh, hell yeah. You can tell. You can tell. I'm pretty sure when he broke up with Stefan Don, she posted something like mama's boy, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But you can tell, like, the mum's around him all the time. You can tell she's not going to put up with that.
Yeah. Mm.
And the others, like, DeVito's mum's passed away, Wiz Kid.
Really?
Yeah, like, he was young.
Oh,
like,
you're right. Young. It was stepmom, okay.
So... Yeah, I think he's definitely Bernard's mum's keeping him in check.
Do you think his mum has a lot to do with his success?
Yes, because she's his manager.
I know.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, she's
that's why
she's always there.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Like, she's there an awful
all
lot.
All the
yeah.
time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The relationship is cute, though.
It is. She made a speech when he won that BET award, didn't she?
Yeah, because he wasn't there or something.
And then she was she telling people to come back home?
Yeah.
She was saying you were children of Africa first.
Something,
yeah.
Something, or rather.
They're still not going to Nigeria. They're going to go to Ghana.
I know. None of them go, but we need to spread it out, bro.
Please.
Ghana is packed, mate.
Oh, my gosh. There's over 50 more countries you can go to.
Honestly, oh, my God.
We
sound like racists. You know, those stickers behind Aussie's car.
Fuck off, we're full.
It's giving one nation.
No, we just want to disperse the love.
Yeah, it's true.
And there's not like there's not enough space in Ghana.
No,
like,
but
Ghana
also there's so much more.
It's not even big.
It's not big at all. There's more like. The population of Australia is in Ghana.
Is in Ghana. That's crazy.
And pretty much half of that is, three quarters of that is in Accra. So just imagine all you people coming to join us too. Stop.
And you wonder why you'll sit there for 2 hours in traffic.
This can't even be
all
correct.
Of Sydney.
Are they going all the way to the village to count all those people? It can't be correct.
But I've heard like, I've had friends who went to Lagos and they were in traffic for 7 hours.
No, Lagos is a different level.
Like, I've heard Lagos traffic is wild.
No, there's this lady I met at a park. She's Lebanese. She lived in Nigeria for how many years? She would say that literally she would wake up at 4 a.m. to go and drop her kids at school because it took them 3 hours to go to school. And obviously she had to go to an international school because they're Lebanese.
Half or full? She's full. Huh? I mean, like, her kids are full Lebanese?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're full Lebanese. So she'll take their breakfast. They'll take a snack. She'll take their homework. She'll take...
I'd be homeschooling them at that stage.
I said,
how do you keep up with that?
Or bring a tutor to
and
their
then,
house.
And then she would leave at, like, what? Maybe 3 or something?
So that means that she didn't work.
No,
because
she
you
didn't
can't.
Work. No way.
Actually, you know what? My cousin... it's probably not the same. In Ghana, they used to... To take the kids to school, they used to leave at like 6 o'clock in the morning
Ghanaian
to beat traffic.
Kids go to school so early. Yeah.
But like they used to live in Kaswa and they'll go drop the kids in Dunsuman and it would take them like 2 hours.
Yeah, it's far.
And then they would go on their way to work and then come back. And so by the time they come back, it would be like 9.
I wonder
them
o'clock. They're morning people.
Yeah,
they're
like
tired.
Just.
I don't, you feel like your parents are morning people?
But
my dad is such a morning person.
I always thought it was boarding school, but I think we've had this conversation.
My dad is such a morning person. He's up and at him. Like, he just
my mum doesn't know how to lay around in bed. Like,
my
mum doesn't. She'll get an itch.
Really?
My dad
can't. Yeah, my mum's learned how to sleep in.
They all they need is their iPad.
Honestly.
And then my mum will tell me, I got out of bed at 2 o'clock today.
No, my mum, it's actually, do you know what it is? Yeah, I feel like they finally... got what, like, they used to cuss us for sleeping in, and then they got what we had, which was a smartphone, and now they're doing the same. Like, they didn't realize that thing will keep you, will hold you with the content that's aimed at you all the time. But no matter what, my dad, he'll even put the iPad, like the iPhone in his pocket.
He's sleeping.
He'll get up and walk around the house and he'll just be clanging around. He'll wake up. He cannot wake up. He cannot get out of bed, like, seriously, before, like, after 6:30.
He's an early bird.
Okay, yeah, he has to be up. Like
and just busies himself.
He would just do something. He'll like go to the backyard. He'll like walk around.
Playing the dog and stuff like that. And
no, his knee's not good.
Okay.
As if her dad's walking the dog.
It's
not even a dog. It's a wolf.
I know. Babe. It's not responsible. And like he just can't. He just cannot. But he always has a nap.
Can you get him headphones?
He has to have a nap.
Naps.
Can you get him headphones?
He finds them irritating.
I did the same to my mum.
I had to get my mum once.
No, but she didn't care. She would still blast the prayers in all these.
My mum loves it. So she first got
She couldn't do it.
Maybe
we got her
to be the head.
Yeah,
she got those.
That's what I got my mum.
I think she just, either she didn't like it because when she fell asleep it would be like uncomfortable. Or like it was too, like, her ears are maybe too sensitive.
Oh gosh, my mum loves it. I should show you the picture of her at Flemington Market. She was walking around with the headphones.
She needs is a skateboard.
She actually looked like a gangster. When I saw her, I was like, "You look so wild."
She's going to, I don't know. She just takes one ear off.
I don't know what she was doing.
Oh my god!
Okay, what's that?
How much for the plantain?
So I think what happened was because I left her there to go to the gym. And then she was like, yeah, I'll just be on YouTube. So I think she went to sit somewhere. But God. I think she just had them on the whole time. So when I saw her, they were still on her head. And then when I went walking around with her, they were still on her head. And I just watched her. I was like.
But have you ever lifted it up and heard the volume?
You
can it's actually in there.
That's why they can't hear. That's why they can't hear.
It's so bad.
Because they want
so
everything loud. Yeah.
Seriously.
It's really bad. God. Oh, God.
Our parents.
God bless them, truly.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, speaking of parents, I was on TikTok, mm-hmm. as per usual, mm-hmm. and I was thinking, well, the huge trend of, like, people analysing what they do differently, because, like, diaspora's coming into that age where they're becoming parents, and there's this South Asian,
like, in general,
children of immigrants. Okay, the South Asian creator from the US, and she makes her children do Kumon homework.
Which is Kumon.
Yeah,
and that bloody Kumon.
It's tutoring.
Oh.
And they had it in suburbs.
Yeah, but it's like
you go
a
to
branch.
It.
Like it's yeah. a it's a chain.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I had the ones that you go there?
Yeah.
Oh, I always had the ones.
And she's very strict about screen time. Like, she's like, if you're bored and we're outside, pull out a book. But other than that, she's very, very, like, loose.
How old is she?
She's 36, and her kids are, like, 10 and 8.
And what age?
She's Indian.
Indian, okay.
And then all the comment section were like, no way, like, other South Asian creators, East Asian and South Asian, they were like, fucking Kumon was my PTSD. I'm gonna make my kids do this. And it was interesting to see what people were disagreeing about, like, what they will do for their kids and what they won't do, because she otherwise is a very modern and lax parent. But when it comes to this Kumon thing and the no screen thing, she's proper strict. So it's interesting for me to see, like, what people pick and choose to carry on as children of immigrants. And I was wondering, I mean, Mary is the lone parent here. But even for all of us, what's something that, like, what are things that you feel like, let's hold on to it versus let's keep, like, let's just ditch it for when you have children?
Saturday morning cleaning.
Ditch or keep?
Ditch. I told you I'm getting cleaner.
You want to ditch that?
Yeah.
Because I'm teaching them to
do
clean
it
up after themselves.
Every day.
Every time. Yeah. Not like, wait till Saturday.
Yeah.
But then there's some things that are weekly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think it has to be necessarily a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And plus, my Saturday mornings do not allow me to clean anyway.
And especially.
Because I have activities.
Exactly. Especially with kids, you've got morning sports and all that type of stuff.
I have steered away from it. And, like, in my head, I know that usually I space out my cleaning. Throughout like, I'll do mopping one day. I'll do this the other day, laundry. So by the time I get to the weekend, I know Saturday is usually a write-off. And plus, like, you're working all week. That's the time that you really want to relax and actually spend time with your friends as well. With your friends. Hey, only my friends. with your kids as well. So I'm like, I've pretty much try to, like, steer away from that. But then Sunday's another.
Babies.
Sunday is actually
what are they
going to
come and do anyway?
I think when I think of Saturday morning, I'd
have a picture in my head. And it's like, I can't imagine your little babies coming to mop and vacuum the whole house. But, like, you're just saying just little tasks you get them to do.
But I think that I just think as a, like, enforcing habits in them is important. So cleaning up after themselves is important, and then you have your duty probably throughout the week. You need to do.
But
it doesn't have to be necessarily a Saturday morning. And I think whenever you can.
In general, it just makes it easier when you do bits and bits through the week.
Like, but I think our parents, they were like, a lot of them were shift workers.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, we have a stringent Monday to Friday. It's like, so Saturday, Sunday, I'm turning up, I'm letting loose.
Because you can just vacuum on a Tuesday.
On a
Wednesday. Like, do you know what I mean?
I literally vacuum every day.
Yeah, same. And then, like, I'll
why? If I don't have to, I won't. Why you vacuum every day?
Because I see hair all the time, so I just. But you know me, I'm a bit OCD, so I need to clean. So.
No, I'm getting a robo-vac, bro.
Are you?
Yeah. I have to.
But
labor.
It's like, disgusting. It works, but you still need something
else. I was
going
to say.
Yeah, I know, but.
Feel like it would do the job properly.
It does.
Does it?
Yeah, my friend's house is always spotless.
Okay.
No, a few of my friends have
two.
It. Yeah, I threw my.
She just says by quality one.
Yeah.
Quality, okay.
Yeah. My one says she has four kids.
And it works.
Oh, and she's like, this year, for my mental health, I need something.
You might have to do some areas, but generally like for the grand scheme of things, it's like really, like seriously, my friend's house.
Kids believe in crumbs.
Crumbs everywhere, every nook and cranny. Yeah. You'll find. Like, why was there a biscuit like beneath my pillow? Oh, like, where did this come from?
It'll get there.
Oh, gosh. It's too much.
What other things do they do?
I feel like just being unnecessarily prohibitive. Like, have you seen those things where, like, there was this thing someone on Twitter said his parents wouldn't let him watch Kim Possible
because God, yeah.
That was like without the case, it was impossible and nothing's impossible.
Oh, God,
Like, Harry Potter,
witchcraft.
That unnecessary level of prohibition for, like, I remember one time, it was crazy hair day, like, the next day at school. I was like, Dad, can we go to shops to get hairspray? And he's like, why? I'm like, it's crazy headed. I'm like, you know what crazy means? Let's go look in the dictionary.
And just take everything so literally.
Look at the thing in the dictionary. It's like, oh, so are you among those people?
Oh, my God.
And it's just like, why?
Oh,
like, why? Would I have been, you know, if, and what, like, if I had
participated.
Exactly. And like letting, because the thing is about them, do you know what I hate about immigrant parents? They hate to feel left out among their peers.
Do they?
Yeah. They're like, what will people say? Mm. And they're like,
I don't know if it's left like out. I think it's more like
image.
Yeah, image.
Yeah, okay. They care about image. So why can't I care about my image among my peers? Are you serious? No. Because like, we don't have feelings. Like, we don't want to feel left out.
Yeah, it's true.
And they're just like, they're always like, oh, so-and-so's daughter's doing this. Why don't you do it? Why do you ask me that? Because you want to feel among with your peers.
Mm.
So like, put yourself in my shoes a bit, bruv.
They don't know how
I just feel like a lot of their parenting, well, in my situation, in particular one parent, they just parented out of fear and just lack of understanding. Mm. Like, they wouldn't go and find out for themselves to understand.
So everything Pokemon is like, was the devil.
Exactly. Like, everything Pikachu. is a no.
Yeah,
like,
just no, no,
like,
no. It's just
like, when I went on exchange, I think I've said this before, like, my mom said no. And then I still went. And I came back. And then she just looked at me. And was just like,
a series of events.
And then she just looked at me like, oh, I can't believe you went. Like, and then I was like, but what was your reason? And she was like, I don't know. I was scared. And I was like, that's not a good reason. Like, that's actually not a good reason, which makes me not want to believe anything you'd say because you just say no for the sake of it. But you didn't. You could have asked me, oh, Gillian, I'm concerned, da-da-da. But rather you just went no. And then you came up with all these weird reasons why I can't go. Like, you're going to make me pay for it. I never asked you for money. I never asked you for money. Like, she would just come up with, and I was just like, I never.
Oh my God.
And the only reason I went is because my dad said yes.
You know what's crazy though? That's a very like important point that you've raised. Like, we as parents, we are so anxious and we have so much paranoia and we have so much like overwhelming fear about what could happen to our child that sometimes it, instead of articulating it, they just make excuses.
Which is, you know what? Which is fair. And I said to her, like, if you had told me da 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 da.
But they didn't.
She didn't.
Yes.
And I said, if you told me that, and then I was like, you should trust yourself at my age that you raise a good child and that your child can look after yourself. Like,
and what did she say to you? She's like, oh, it's your trust.
But like, I was like, but you should, the fact that I've gone and come, and I think that was her moment. Like, when she, I remember her just doing dishes and just staring at me. Like, just thought, she just was watching me. She went and didn't listen to me and she's back. Like, she's fine, right?
Yeah.
And like, even when I was moving out, she was like, you're going to come back. I said, even if I have to eat baked beans suffering on the floor, I'm not coming back. But now she's just like,
she's different.
My daughter, did it, right? So now you're like happy, but it's like, we didn't have to go through that.
Yeah.
Just say what you're feeling now. And I feel like now she's a lot better communicating, like, this is my issue,
Yeah.
But actually, we had to take all that many years to get to that point.
But also, like, being that way inclined hinders your relationship as well. Because what happened with me in the Harry Potter thing is I would read it under the covers with a torch.
That is so ridiculous.
It's not about you, it's the fact that I loved it so much. And I was like, nope. And he's like, no. And he wouldn't even let me, like,
it leads
respond.
To secrecy.
Yeah.
And so it's like, am I a witch now?
Am I a
follower of witchcraft?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Just expelliarmus them.
And like,
is that what it's called?
Expelliarmus.
Oh, okay.
And then I just felt like, Yeah, it was very, like, why was I 11 being deceitful? Like, it's actually not good. It's not good to push them into that.
At all.
Yeah, and I just feel like I will try my best to not be.
Do you think, just listening to your experiences, I feel like mine's quite different. I don't know if it's last born or.
Definitely last
it's
born.
Not.
Is it?
No,
or is
it's
it
not.
The faith? Is it just like religion as well?
Do you know what? It could be a lot of the religion.
Because
stuff.
I my parents would not care. Not yeah, that I even cared about Harry Potter, but yeah. they would
the
have not stopped
stuff,
me for any
also,
of that.
Also, they're very scared of anything.
Indoctrinating.
Yeah. Or like us becoming
very
wayward.
Big
of that. Or us becoming.
Us becoming of the world.
Of the world. Or like just in general, because I feel like they. Like, they see what people are like here, like, quote-unquote, faithless people, and, like, how they move. They're like, oh, well, it can't be my kid. You know what I mean? I feel like they're very – they see, like, the lifestyle certain people live, and they're just, like, that. They're just scared that we'll become that way.
Yeah.
And, like, we have to keep some level of separation from them and people like that. And, yeah, I don't know. I think it's also the religion thing is just –
I think it is religious.
Yes. I think it's
for
sure. Predominantly that.
It is
predominantly
that. But also,
because it's literally witchcraft,
but
in their
yeah.
head.
But also,
it's
like, you can be religious and disagree. Because it's because some guy wrote this book that said, it was a certain book that prohibited Harry Potter and Pokemon was bad.
Mate, we were hearing it in preaching.
No, I didn't think so. Mine was just because it was literally witchcraft.
We were
hearing
so
she
it in
was
preaching.
Like, no.
And but, like, they can't, they don't listen to what a pastor says and be like, actually, that. I disagree. Do you know what I mean? They will listen to what whatever leader tells them to,
yeah,
and they
yeah,
won't
yeah, of course.
Necessarily decipher for themselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is mostly the religion thing.
Because it's only now when I say certain things, not my mom in particular, but Auntie Sawyer, that I did the
straight from the pot, whatever that thing.
Sometimes she's just like, "Oh my gosh, you were saying this before." And we weren't listening to you. Like she actually says it. She says it to me now. She's like, "You were saying this before," because I would say stuff, and then they'll just both be like, "Okay, whatever." Like they'll just rubbish me. And then now they're just like, "Oh, you know when you said that, you were right." Like it only just occurred to me like 10 years later.
Yeah, I think like something that's really hard about being a firstborn, is like. Your interactions with your parents and elders, especially because I'm like one of the first in my community, it's like I was dealing with like the least evolved version of them. Like, for example, there was a priest that he's moved from to a different city now, right? Our priest, our first priest. And I was telling him, we need Bible study in English for the kids. And he was like, "You're having an identity crisis. You don't want to be Ethiopian. You're going to become Australian. You're going to have an identity crisis, blah, 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 blah." Anyways, at the time, his kids were babies and I was 10 or 11. I was telling this to him. Fast forward, his son is now a deacon, and guess what language he preaches in?
Oh, English.
Yes. And, like, it's so hard to not feel salty, because when your kids needed it and your kids need these things, it's fine. But it's because he had just come here, and he was thinking in this. He's grown since then. But I have the version of these people that hadn't grown.
Yeah.
That didn't know better. And I was rubbished. Like, all my thing was just like, "Ah, she's dumb." And now it's like they're doing things better for their kids, and it's just like... Yeah, it can feel like I'm a bit salty sometimes about it.
Yeah, I feel like that. Yeah. I think in terms of especially like one of my parents, they're very okay with saying sorry. And I don't think that my other siblings
got that.
They didn't get that.
I don't think they got that because, like, I am okay with saying sorry to my kids very easily. Like, if I yell or if I speak out of tone or something like that, like, I'll be like, "Oh, let's do a redo. I'll say that a proper way," or something like that. And I think that I've been... comfortable, made comfortable to feel like, you know, it's okay to be wrong.
Yeah.
Like, no, yeah, like everyone
makes a mistake. Mistakes, yeah.
So I feel like that I've definitely carried on and I think I appreciated.
Yeah, okay. That,
which
no,
was really
that
important.
Makes sense.
But what you were saying about protecting and like your mum and fear and everything like that, one thing that I will carry on is you ain't sleeping out no more.
I don't care who it is.
They could come here.
I was so angry at my mom when she didn't never let me.
But do you understand now?
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
it's
scary.
A lot of sexual abuse.
Yeah.
People like underage porn exposure.
I don't know what they mean like that house.
Thank you.
Mm-mm. You know, and the reasons I wanted to even sleep over was so stupid. It's just literally because I didn't want to eat rice. I wanted some potatoes and like, "Oh, we're having roast dinner tonight."
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted something different.
So you wanted to go to like non-black people houses.
Well, that's what I grew up
in. Oh,
okay. So when you said that, I was like,
That's what I grew up in. So I was like, mom,
no, like I had selected people that I could go to. But obviously my mum knew them very well. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we had like similar belief systems.
Yeah, that one I accept.
Children of the same age, fine.
Even that, like, you can't trust.
Mm, to a certain really degree, that's true.
Because more time when sexual abuse, it's never a stranger.
It's never a stranger. It's people you know.
It's always uncle.
Within their family.
And you know what's scary? It's like your child's uncle is your brother. Like, you'll never date, like, you'll never date that as a threat, but it's very common. It's so scary. Like, I get the fear. Like, I definitely get the fear. So,
that's definitely warranted.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely, like.
What else would you not do? Like, what's something that your parents, on the contrary, that they didn't allow you to do that you would probably.
Let my child do?
No, that you wouldn't let your child let do either. So we had sleepovers.
Yeah, just sleepovers. I wouldn't do. Yeah.
I would feel like going to bed without having a shower. Like, I was never allowed to go to bed without having a shower. And I've carried that on as well. Because you're not taking all your day dirt and shit.
You know what? I used to hate that. I used to hate that.
No, but as a kid, it's annoying.
I remember, because we did have one family friend we were allowed to sleep over at, right? They're like, okay, it's time for your shower. And I was like, no, at my house, we only have a shower once a week.
Once a week?
Once a week?
And obviously, you know, I was trying to get away with, like,
Not showering.
Anyway, they told my mom, like, oh, look, I said that you got to shower once a week. And she fucking bit my head off. Like, you're fucking embarrassing us out here. Making everyone think that you're dirty. But
mine is so trivial. What I wasn't allowed to shave my legs for ages.
What a gunion, bro.
What a random thing to die on for your parents.
That's very interesting.
I know, that's so weird. Everyone was doing it. Like, you don't even have hair on your legs. And she's like, no, then you're going to want to do this. Like,
so you would carry that on. You'll tell your daughter not to shave her legs.
No, I would let her.
Oh, okay. Actually, okay.
Mine's not that I wasn't.
She just didn't want me to be too fast.
Oh. Yeah.
Mine's not that I wasn't allowed. My mum didn't care. She didn't have a lot of hair. Like, she didn't recognize that I was a hairy kid.
And, like, Ghanaians don't know
they don't know.
Yeah. They'll be threading the eyebrows.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, literally. And the monobrows got to go by the age
My
of
mom
five.
Never realized that it made me self-conscious.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think those are the type of things I want to ensure that, like, I acknowledge and see in my kids. Because I don't want to go through the stuff that I had to go through. And, like, wearing a tampon and all that type of stuff. Like, it's just... It was inconvenience. Mm. Like, now I've grown up, I was like, I didn't actually have to go through any of this.
Yeah. Oh, seriously, you realize a lot of it was unnecessary. Like,
Highly unnecessary.
Like, yeah, like, I think something is just... Human culture in general, society in general, I feel like they don't realize that children are human beings. Like, I know that sounds so dumb, but, like, they have feelings as well. Yeah. Same way you would be embarrassed about something, they too
they
can be embarrassed.
Get embarrassed. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, like, I feel like, yeah, I think I'd...
I think we do, like, I think that's something that I've learned as well. Like, you actually need to speak and talk to children with respect the way that you would like to actually be spoken to. You speak to your children like that, which I found, like, even though it's so very obvious, like, when it's, like, when you read it, it's like, oh, shit, yeah, you're right, like, I should be, like, speaking to my kids, with respect, giving them options.
Yeah,
not just, go and do this because I said so. Like, I never say that kind of shit because I said so. Like, what is that supposed to fucking mean?
So I said so, it doesn't...
But you know what it is? That is also very... And that's the thing. That is also very dangerous because you will create a people-pleasing child.
Uh-huh.
And people...
Or bribing your child.
Or that's a child that doesn't think for himself.
Oh, no. Bribery is necessary, babe. Fuck, bro.
Or a child that doesn't...
I will, please, for the love of God, just get in the car so I can go to work. I promise I'll give you chewing gum.
Oh my God.
I thought bribery is necessary. We're that age.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Like 3, 4?
They get really strong willed.
They are very strong willed. And it's like, it's such a, I don't even know how to describe it because, like, you can't be fighting with a 3-year-old whose brain is not formed.
Yeah.
As a 32-year-old woman, like, why am I beefing with this child? Like, I actually have to, like, take deep breaths.
Yeah.
And, like, figure out how to actually just find another way. Because at the end of the day, you know, their brains aren't formed.
And, like, that's the thing about the people-pleasing thing is, like, a predator can spot a people-pleasing child from a mile away.
Yeah.
If they can say to a kid, if you don't do this, I'll be really sad.
There are three things that they say. They say if the dad is not around or a strong figure, if the child is has no friends,
yeah,
and then also if I think it's got to do with people pleasing. Those are the three things that a predator looks for.
If your child, again, like even with things like, oh, go kiss your uncle, go hug your uncle, go hug your auntie, and they don't want to, they're like, no, be polite. Mm. You're telling them that. Prioritize an adult's feelings over your feelings.
Exactly. Mm.
And so when an adult wants them to touch them in an appropriate way, they were like, I've been taught to disregard how I feel and please this adult.
And like also to not listen to their intuition, and what their body is telling them.
And it's like, an easy child is not necessarily a child that will thrive. Like a child that is... you know, like gives in easily, people pleases, it'll be really easy, but those aren't traits that will help them thrive in the real world.
Mm.
It might make them easy to raise, but it might make them easy to be preyed upon. It might make them easy to be walked all over. It might make them easy to exploit.
I agree with that.
So you have to think about what traits you're encouraging in your children for your convenience. Because I feel like I was very much a people-pleasing child.
Mm.
Very, very much.
Do you feel like that's common amongst firstborns?
Yes,
though?
Very, very. Mm. Very. Like I was, for like various reasons, I was very people-pleasing, and I realised that like, it's so crazy. When I hit puberty and I had the audacity to try and be my own person, I was seen as wayward. You used to be so good, now look at you now. Mm. And it's just like, actually, I'm just trying to be my own person.
My mom was telling me that all the time.
And it's just like, and they're very lucky because I think back to when I was 7 or 8 years old and an adult could have very much taken advantage of me.
Really?
I would have said yes, yeah. I would have.
Because you were so people-pleasing. Yeah.
And they very much
sure
like
to
make people happy. Like, they to do things like, oh, come sing for your uncle. I don't want to fucking sing. Like,
sing for your uncle?
Yeah, like, I was really good at memorising things, obviously. Like, I'm a memoriser, isn't it? And I would know all the church songs, right? And they'd be like, oh, come sing. Like, and then, like, I remember one time this priest was sick, and I was like, hey. And they're like, oh, it will make so-and-so really happy if you sing for him. I'm like, I don't want to. Like, I was embarrassed.
Mm.
And we were in a hospital as well. Like, all the nurses were singing. And they're like, my dad was like, it would make him really happy. I was like, no. But like, why are you trying to bribe me with how happy it will make someone else?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, I feel like I'll really, really like...
Be mindful of
that. Mindful of that, yeah.
But sometimes that people-pleasing thing, I feel like it's like, why is it so common amongst firstborns?
Mm. Because I feel like you're so...
Do you feel it? Oh, no, not really. You're not really fit. Like, you're a weird situation.
And my dad didn't teach me to people-please. My mom probably did, but my dad just is like, do whatever you want.
We can tell.
Just do whatever you want. So I just go and do whatever I want. Yeah, like,
okay. I think among firstborns, it's first of all, like, you are like...
Is it also keeping the peace? I'm thinking about the firstborn in my family.
They're much more observant about their surroundings because there's for the first X amount of years of their life, there is a barrierless relationship between them and their parents. Like, when you are a younger sibling, you have the buffer of your sibling, right? And so you have that other person to look to. You have this kind of... direct relationship to your parents where it's like it's just us.
It's
and
just you.
They feel like your only support.
Mm.
And so you just become... And all this attention is on you and it's like they become the people whose approval matters most in your sphere. Do you know what I mean? Like in your sphere as opposed to siblings. Like my brother does not give one fuck about anyone. Like he doesn't care. He's not a bad person at all.
Yeah, but like, just like it doesn't
I'm
care.
I'm just trying to figure out what you're talking about because... I'm the one that was with my parents.
Mm.
And for a long time, they were like I was the center of everything for them. And then I got to like 13, I thought, this is not working.
Mm.
Because I don't feel like I'm my own person.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And I know it really cut my dad because I used to like follow my dad everywhere, stuff like that. And then I remember this one time, he goes, we're going to the shops. And I said, I'm not going. And then he got so pissed off.
Yeah.
And then just left.
So is that not just puberty though? Like, were you not just going through?
No, I just wanted to be my own person. Yes. And I was like, I can't. And then when I got to, like, 16, I just watched, like, people that were my age. They were, like, going out together. And I just wasn't doing that. Mm. And, like, if you see me at the shops, I'm always with my parents. I was like, I can't be under this people all the damn time. I was like, it's, like, almost like they're ruining my brand.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be my own person.
Yeah. Oh, my
but
God.
The thing for me, that happened at, like, 10. I think I honestly burned
out. You're so young.
I burned out at age 10. Like, it was because I had a lot going on at home.
Mm.
And I really just, and I felt, like, this immense pressure all the time to be a perfect child.
Mm.
And I remember, like, even, honestly, like, my brother in kindergarten, a teacher like told him off in front of the whole class, right? In kindergarten, right? And the next day, my mum took him to school and he refused to go in the classroom.
Yeah.
And the teacher had to come outside and apologize to him. At that age, I had something, in year one, I had something very similar to him happen. And I did not say a word to anyone until I was, I want to say 15, 16.
Really?
A teacher physically dragged me out of the class and yelled at me in my face. Like, I didn't tell anyone. I was 6 years old. And the reason why I didn't, I was like, my parents have too much going on. Like, I can't tell them anything. Like, they already have this, they already have that. At that age, I was like that. I can't remember an age that I wasn't like that. Wow. And so by the age of 10, I was like...
You're fucking tired.
I was tired, babe. Yeah, I was really so tired.
Why am I carrying this?
Babes, I was done. Like, yeah, and then I was just trying to be my own person. And then I was like, oh, you're bad now, da-da-da. But actually...
I'm literally just
trying to be my own person. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to just drop that facade.
Mm.
And, like, I think the transition wasn't handled well at all. Mm. At all. Like, I feel like truly, like, at my big age of 27, my most traumatic age was age 10 to 13. Like, that was the worst period of my life. Because they just, picking my dad, couldn't handle it.
Mm.
And I saw this quote somewhere, and it was like, fathers, like, switch off when their daughters hit puberty. Like, there'll be days that'll go. It's because they make this category in their head. Like, before they become parents, right, they have women in two categories.
Romance
or caregiver.
Mm.
And when their daughter is born, they create a new category. My daughter, my little girl. Mm. And when that little girl is gone, they're like, well, where do I put you?
Well, what do I do with him now?
That's so crazy.
And that's, I feel like that happens a lot. So combine that with all that, it's a rough time, babes. Do you know what I mean? And it could have been avoided if I would just allow to be, like, I felt like I was allowed to be myself, independent of what my parents were going through.
Mm.
And, like, maybe just keeping certain issues to myself as opposed to, like, exposing my kids to certain things.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking about that thing that you said about the teacher dragging you out. So when I was, like, in one or two, I don't know what happened, but the teacher said something and I said, no, that's incorrect. That's an apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher said, no, I'm wrong. And I went home to tell my dad. My dad wrote a scathing letter to the teacher.
Oh, my gosh, really? Yeah. Your dad's one of those dads?
Yeah, my dad wrote a scathing letter to the teacher. Love that. And then she responded with an apology.
That's good.
Because, as I said, my dad told me, if someone does you wrong, get them. If anything goes wrong, you have to come home and say it. Mm. So my parents were very defensive. And so if it was like something intellectual, my dad was on it. If it meant bashing, my mum was there.
Oh, my God.
Go off, queen.
Come on, 18. No. Cover all bases.
They were there.
Oh, my God.
But I also think my dad always says it, that having me here was really learning for him.
Mm.
Like learning to understand Australia and how they're treating people and stuff like that. And so... yeah, so they were learning how to navigate Australia with me.
Mm.
So what I was coming home with, they were just like, what do we do?
Yeah.
This is war. Let's go out. Like that kind of thing, which I find, that's interesting.
Mm. How do you feel? Because I know that we're both like the baby
I'm
of the
just
lot.
Listening, yeah.
And I'm just like,
I think you were really protected, which probably is the same thing.
But it's protected from my siblings.
Yeah,
more
you were protected
siblings
from your siblings.
My siblings were my protection.
Yes.
And then my parents were just
floating around somewhere.
I think it must be the same. I'm just trying to
rack my brain. Like, do I just have no memory of my childhood? Or do I just have it like pretty chill?
Yeah.
And they're a lot older than you.
Yeah.
So you definitely
they would fight for me.
Yeah.
Like, so if there was issues, like if I would feel like a certain way, like they could already tell, like there was like my body language. Mm, my parents couldn't give.
But I feel like
they're also working.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like one of your brothers always says that.
What?
That you were covered.
Mm. Yeah, by them.
Yeah, like exactly. Like you were covered. He was like, she was chilling. Like,
she was fine.
Because we were getting the
body
done. Yeah. I literally had four hoops that I could jump before through. I even got to mum and dad. And at different stages and different ages, they've been my parent.
Mm.
Like for a long time, my eldest sister, the eldest of all of us, she, that was my mum.
I actually, for a long time, thought that was your mum.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because always with her.
Always with her.
Always. Like,
and also, she wasn't the only young person I knew that had quite an older sibling who could have been their parent.
Oh, okay.
So, when I'd seen her with hers, I just thought that was her kid. And then later I found out, I was like, oh, no way.
So for the longest time.
Do you agree with that though?
With what?
Having a child be a parent to another child.
I don't agree with it.
But the thing is, what other choice do you have when there's such a large gap?
Do you agree that?
It's not
a choice. You think it naturally happens that way.
It does naturally.
That's what I'm saying. But do you think that's a healthy, like,
it's not
dynamic?
Because I think of the eldest child in my family, and she's like the same person as my mum, but also so opposite. And she's very reserved, very peacekeeper.
Yeah.
Doesn't want it. Even though she's meant to lead in a lot of things that the eldest is meant to, she just doesn't do it.
Probably tired, eh?
That too.
I was going to say, she hasn't come across like that.
No, she's like, she's loud and she hates confrontation. So like, to be honest, things that she should be leading with, I end up doing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm actually really shocked.
She's probably tired though.
Yeah, I think so.
She would because their route to Australia was long. Yeah. Like from Nigeria coming here. And she was the mum to the four of them for a long time.
But she seems like...
And they got mistreated.
A leader. So
She does, but she's actually...
Yeah, she comes across as a leader.
But you know what? This goes back to what I was saying. Like, depending on what your relationship is to your parents, that can't be compared to her relationship with your parents and your relationship with your family because, she is familiar with the least evolved version of your parents. Like, your version you have now are the ones that have learned, the ones that can look back with wisdom.
Yeah.
They, like, the version that she had,
They were going through it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, a lot of the time, because I talked to a lot of people about this, even, like, the eldest batch of the cousins is a bit, sometimes they can be a bit removed from the extended family. They're, like, just doing their own thing sometimes. And I was like, because I know this person who, like, their eldest cousin is just super removed from the family. And I'm like, and they're a good 15 years apart. I'm like, that eldest cousin knew your family because she was born straight away after they came. Like, that she knew them when they were, like, just got here. And, like, the things they were saying, probably ignorant. She's probably not allowed to do anything. And they're probably controlling towards her. So it's like, yeah, you might love your family, but she didn't have the same family. So think of that before you accuse her of being, like, distant or, like, quote-unquote white for not wanting to be among you guys all the time.
Yeah.
You know? So it's... Yeah, like, you get different parents as siblings with a huge age gap.
Mm. Yeah.
You get different parents for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because my younger siblings... My dad is so tired. He is so over this shit. They just roam about. Wow! Must be nice.
Aren't they, like... I feel like they grow up to always be the healthiest people.
Why?
The younger ones. I feel like they grow up to be the most selfish.
You're saying when there's a massive gap?
No,
but I feel like maybe I'm saying that there's a bit more absence.
But that's what I'm saying. Isn't that absence a little bit healthy?
Not if they're just raising themselves.
Exactly. But there's not a bit of control.
Because I feel like, yes, definitely
none on your dad's end now. Is that what you're saying?
No, not none. But I'm like, I feel like my dad, but I don't know. So I don't live in the house.
Yeah, okay, fair.
But I don't know. I just feel like he's just like, ugh. I'm tired. Like, he's just so, you know,
it's hard
over
work,
it. Well, where with me, I think he was a bit more like...
Invested,
ensuring that I was, like, doing particular activities, you know, tutoring, like, all those kinds of things. Meanwhile, if they are just like, I'm not interested in tutoring, he's like, all right. But as for me, it was just like...
It was enforced for
me. Yeah, you know? So I'm just like, I don't know if that's...
He's probably like, I got other kids. If these can be all right, but if these aren't, I'm sorry.
But that's terrible. You know what I mean?
But, like, you know, sometimes it's just like,
it's giving insurance.
It's like, these ones will be all right. That's all right. You know?
Oh, my
Something
goodness.
I think I liked for my parents' parenting style is they always made sure to instill, like, being content with what you have.
What?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what?
Speak English.
What do you mean by content? Like, materially?
Yes.
Like, as in grateful?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Like, you know, I don't know if Ethiopians say this. Cut your coat
according to your size.
Oh my gosh, like, their favorite saying.
If I eat that,
you know, growing up in Hills District and going to a private school, catching the bus with people that like had filthy wealth.
Mm.
And I remember my dad, literally, he says this story till this day. I'm like, let it go, buddy. Just let it go. He literally went to drop me to school. He had like a red
Toyota Holden or something.
Commodore. Holden Commodore. I hated that thing. I hated it. I hated it. And it literally, I think I told him to drop me a little bit further from the entrance.
Mm.
Obviously, I would never do that now. But at the time, it was like everyone had like nice cars and everything. And it was very superficial. Till this day, he says this story because he's like, do you know the suffering I did to get you to that school? And that's something that just drilled in me that don't worry about what other people have. And to be honest, it's something you should, if someone has something, that's just, it should be inspiration that you can also get that. But just humbling me that I can be in situations where you may not be the best, you may not have the best of everything, but you're there for a reason and you should be grateful for what you have, essentially. But that's something that I would obviously love to carry on. And then cleanliness, like don't wait for people to tell you to do something. If you see something, literally you would get smacked if you saw something, walked away.
Yeah.
If I come back here and I see it, you're getting smacked.
I have one. Sharing.
What?
Sharing.
What do you mean?
Like, you can't not share your stuff.
I think it must be nice. I didn't have anyone to share with.
Oh, even with
that. But I did learn how to share, but I just didn't
even
have
with they just with. They're disgusted by, they hate greed. Like, they hate, like, not they sharing. They do. They hate do. It. Like, yeah. One time me and my brother wanted to make apple pie, and then we started eating, and they're like, so you didn't give us anything. You just ate. And they were cut off so badly. Sorry?
Mine weren't that bad.
No, no, but they're like, me and my brother were crying so badly, we couldn't finish. We were like, because they told us, like, so you just ate. You didn't give me anything. And I was like, damn, like, yeah, that it's sharing. Like, but like, that by force, like, because that, oh, can you please transfer me for the one crumb of thing I gave you? Like, that is not in my...
It's not a vibe.
Yeah, and that's... It's not cute. And I'm glad I didn't grow up like that.
Because
it's not cute at all. It's not cute at all.
What else is this guy?
I know.
Oh.
Washing the dish. If there's other dishes in the sink.
No, you have to wash them.
Wash it.
But that's not everyone's...
My dad leaves reality. It. Today he left it. It's because he grew up... Because the thing is...
Pet peeve.
What? How can he just wash
his man?
That's not everyone's.
He would tell me off for doing that.
But he would do it.
I was going to say, you can't say.
He deserves a pat on the back for doing that. Wow.
Even if there's pots from 20 million dishes, you just have one dish. You just ate one bit of rice.
Oh, man.
You have to wash
all of it. Yeah, you have to.
All of it.
But that's, I told you.
I speak to people now. That's not their experience.
My dad used to inspect the dishes. Like,
crazy.
Because my dad was such a neat freak. So if you don't wash it properly, you have to come back. He can call you out of the bed to come and wash it. And then if you left it overnight.
I've banned my mother from washing dishes. Honestly. Damn. I've banned her. They're so bad.
I think we discussed it. I think it's because as they get older.
But you know what? I realize when I go to my mom's house now, I just sit down and I'm watching her do dishes.
And how? Why?
It's not intentional, but I go and then I sit down. Like, I'll just be watching her and she's standing there doing dishes. And then I'm just
They're just chaotic.
And then she looks at me and she goes, so I'm doing dishes when you're sitting here. But I was like, but you're the one, like, you got up to do them. Like, I could have done them, but you're doing them now. Like, I just watch you.
Nah, mine is more so when I go into their house, I'm like, wow, look.
How did I live here?
What is going on here?
Oh, you know,
like, why is this arranged like this, mum? Like, get it together.
Yeah.
I go in because I'm just like, how could you instill all this in me?
Yeah,
and
then
as soon as I go, like, it's just...
But they're like, also at the door. Aging as well and stuff. So it makes it a bit...
Yeah. So you can't organise things?
Unfortunately.
Tired, Mary.
I guess it's... Maybe you should... So what worked in these, I actually styled the home and I said everything should be like this. So if I come and something's out of place,
you immediately put it back. There's a base level
state. There's something wrong. I might get pictures. She might go and buy some weird accessory and I'll be like, take that out. Because that looks fugly. And then she also knows, sometimes when she's not there, she knows I've come into the house. Because especially her bathroom, I don't know why she does this, but I don't like seeing stuff
on the counter.
So when I go, I put everything under and then she's like,
yeah, that's me.
You came to the house.
Yeah.
And she's like, I need access. And they it's like, no, it's not like that. It's unhygienic.
You know
put
what
it
I
down.
Was thinking? I need to get one of those spinny things.
Oh.
You know,
they won't use it.
They won't use it. Put it, rotate.
Kate.
Let me listen to you. Let me listen to you. Our cabinet is above with the mirror, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so, when we got our bathroom renovated, it's so big. It's empty.
Oh!
Everything is along the sides.
Empty. Oh my God.
Her hair oil. Yes. Cleanser, exfoliator, exactly. Moisturizer, yes. 3 SPF.
Brush,
oh my, like, they have products nice. For days.
And do you know what? The bathroom's nice. Like, the bathroom looks like a hotel bathroom. And you've gone to put all this nyama nyama, all this stuff.
Why?
I just,
when
I
we
don't understand.
Our bathroom, it's such a lovely bathroom.
Right.
And it's just pools of water under. It's just so ugly.
It's so
because she just
they
like
convenience.
Oh, that's
it's not cool.
It's just like, it needs to be my eyesight.
Yeah.
where if I, as soon as I turn on the light,
my
mum
has
it.
Literally a corner next to her. It's a pharmacy. It's tissues, medicine, tea bags,
like her Christmas.
Oh, tea bags. It's everything that she takes around the house.
It's like, it pisses me off.
Where is it?
Because it's gone from every single house we've been in.
Is it a caddy? Is it on wheels? Oh, no.
I don't know what it is.
It's just a pile.
It's a pile of this stuff.
No, and the thing is,
she even has a scratchy thing.
I was telling our parents.
I know, but it's just so much.
My mum, like, the idea of decor, like, one day we came home from school and there was an A4 printout of the Mona Lisa in my room. My brother's bedroom.
What, in your brother's bedroom?
Oh my God.
What do you mean?
Why is
she printed Mona Lisa? Mona Lisa.
What did she say when you asked her?
Like, oh, just for decoration. Some freshie came over and like saw our house. And he thought it was the Virgin Mary, and he like.
Oh, did he get us out of the house?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, Our Lady Mary.
That's the Mona Lisa. Oh my gosh.
I got a cardboard pick. I know she just found it somewhere at work. Oh.
At work.
The way something. She would collect random things at work. I'm like, babe, it's okay. You can say no. Like, they're like, oh, a thing? Let's have a thing. You don't have to have everything. Like, they have a scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you don't have to have everything. Like, it's fine if it's on offer for free.
Don't take it. It's okay.
Don't have to take it. Oh, my God.
But the decor thing throws me. Oh, my God. Yeah. One Christmas, my mum just put on, like, she just literally just put up a string of lights just around the room. Just around the room. Nothing else. Not a tree. Just a string of lights going from, like, corner to corner.
That was Christmas decoration.
Yeah, and that was the time that Stranger Things came out. Oh. So then the guy would be, like talk to his mum through the lights, and we'd just come in the house and just be flipping. I was like, what is this? And she's like, yeah, Mary's, you know, Christmas. I'm like, but this Where's is just tree? Like unhinged. Like, there's just a string of lights coming around.
Oh my God. Oh, so what are you about our house here?
I think you're laughing because you've seen it, eh? No, do you remember?
Because my mum puts tinsel terrible. On the tree outside.
That's cute.
But there's no Christmas tree inside the house. Like, we do have, in her house, she does have, the trees outside, they kind of do look like Christmas trees.
Mm.
But, she's not festive. So all of a sudden, there's, weird shapes.
Random.
What's going on?
Actually, decoration. Now that you say, my mum's...
But when we had the... we had a big house.
Yeah.
She literally put just one
what
window.
What string? Why are we... What are you doing?
It's okay. It's
even embarrassing when people walk past. It's even just a sticker. She sends greetings. Okay, so when we renovated our house, we got a green feature wall.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, yes.
And then she was like...
FaceTime.
She was like, oh... Green. So now we have green curtains.
Oh,
green rug. Oh, I painted all the doors green.
Like a Nigerian house.
Oh my God. It's just light green. The bar stools at our island, green.
Wow. She loves green.
Because she just saw, I love the color. Oh my God, this is nice. And then she just did everything green. And now I'm in a sea of green. Like, I'm very suffocated by all the, my room, their bedroom is purple. Why is the door green?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? She just painted all the doors green. I'm like,
there's just no sense of
coordination.
Coordination.
I don't know. You really have to take control. I took control.
Yeah.
I told
if your parent will allow me.
Mate,
to
I
take
said,
control.
When she renovated, I said, we're throwing everything out. And then she comes there, but I said, no. It's all going. Like, it has to go away.
They hate it.
They hate it.
They just don't feel like if it's not broken.
But do you know what? I don't know. my mom's really changed. Like, now she's, like, really proud of her home. Mm. And I was like, yeah, it took us a long time to get there.
Mm.
But it's forced. But it's also my reaction. Because if I saw stuff in the house that I hated, every time I come to the house, I'll be angry.
Mm. Yeah, my parents aren't too bad with decor. Not my style, by any means, but they're not too bad.
They're not OTT.
Yeah.
Mm. What do you think are some of the things that we will have, or we do have in Mary's case, that will allow us to be better parents for our children that our parents didn't necessarily have?
The internet.
Common
knowledge.
Yeah. Like, so many things about parenting I learned from the internet.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily, like, adapt what my parents did for me because they were working. So, I feel like a lot of, like, in terms of, like, how to speak to, especially toddler stage, like, how would you remember how you felt when you were a toddler? Like, and I was the last born for a long time, so I don't really see how my parents parented apart from me. So I feel like, honestly, the internet has been really good in that sense, like giving you tips, giving you different ways to parent. There's conscious parent, there's gentle parenting, there's...
Do you think there's too many?
Respectful
parenting. I definitely think so, but I think that it's all just based on... like the parents' personality and how they want, like, because, what they value. Like,
and also, you can pick and choose what you're taking,
and
right?
And also, like, parent, like, we all have different parenting styles versus how, like, it's just, we're just putting a name on it. Mm. Like, every parent has employed different parenting styles, just hasn't been officially named that. Mm. You know what I mean? So.
But I think it's really just bringing, like, structure to what you were saying before about, like, children being little humans. Like, they're actually humans. So. You're not just trying to mold them and, like, you know, shape them into what you want them to be.
Mm.
You're actually just trying to help them grow into the best that they can be.
Mm. Yep.
So I think they're just putting, like, labels around it. And then obviously just in terms of trauma that you've endured, how to make sure that you don't pass on to your own trauma, being aware of your own traumas and triggers and how that manifests itself when you're dealing with your child. I think all of that has, I've learned that from fucking
the internet.
Yeah. Conscious parenting pages and all that stuff. So it's been a great tool for me, especially, in terms of, like, how you talk and relate to your kids. I think that's important for me.
Money and, like, just general resources. Like, I never lacked anything, and my parents actually, I did get to do a lot of things, like, in terms of travel, like, we went on holidays.
Why did you say it like that? Must be nice.
And, like, out of school activities, like, sports, tutoring, even though my dad, I just remember his face when I said I wanted to do dancing. And probably, look, who knows, it could have been his, like, his last $100 or something. I don't know, but I remember when he went to pay, he just had this face. And because I had done tennis, I had done, like, all these other things.
That's the thing that I was actually going to say. Yeah. Like, I like the fact that my parents allowed me to explore. I did, like, taekwondo. Nice. I did hip-hop dancing, tennis.
I did karate.
They all had this, their Serena.
Literally.
I did instruments.
Yeah, I did instruments. My mom didn't like it. She thought it was all a waste of money.
But I feel like they help you in terms of, like...
My dad thinks that that's how I became creative, because he's like, it nurtured that. But my mom didn't see that way. She said it's all a waste of money.
Yeah,
that's something else. I would nurture my kids' creative side.
Yeah,
me too.
Because I started writing stories when I was really little. Like,
that's so cool.
I know. I wrote this story. I really wish I kept it. It was an expose on the real story behind Cinderella. And how actually Cinderella's dad was actually bad, and how Cinderella's stepsisters were demonized because they weren't attractive as she was. Like, just because someone's ugly doesn't.
Fucking genius!
I was like, it was like a article thing, like the expose, the real story.
I feel like we were very similar because I used to write stories as well.
Yeah, but like my dad was just like, you didn't do maths properly. Like, do I use maths now? Like, no. Like, honestly. Nurturing like those skills. Like, agree, it might not be sport. It might not be, but it's something, definitely something that you can still explore and encourage.
For sure. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. That's so funny, Robka.
And there are also simple ways to do those type of things. So my dad actually taught me how to color in One Direction. So we had a coloring book and I was coloring in Texas and he used to color it with me. You. Like, that's so simple.
That's so,
but that's something that when I did art, I like, that's how I did art. Like, I followed everything in One Direction, that type of thing. So I think, there are simple ways to do those kind of things to encourage creativity. What would I say I would do?
And I think that's also why I only want to have two kids.
Huh? So you want to allow them to explore
explore. Yeah. I want to be able to like give them every single thing that they not want, but like but what need. They, yeah.
Not lack.
Yeah, exactly. And I just feel, I don't know, our generation, like, and there's, everyone's entitled to have, to however many kids they want, to however they want to build their own family. But it is an interesting question. Like, why do you actually want to have kids? And like people that want like six kids, like what is your actual reason for wanting
But like, people millions like just literally think that they're calling, well, not think, but they believe they're calling like this motherhood or fatherhood or nurturing children.
And still have
like 2-3
kids. Because you only have, doesn't mean you're calling isn't to be a mum.
Yeah.
But I think some people, this is my controversial opinion, they don't necessarily like being parents. They like having babies. Like, it's cute when they're a baby, but then, you know, when they're 10 and they need special attention, like, you need to give them special attention, like, at certain ages. Mm. And do you have the bandwidth to give that to 6 different people? Yeah. I don't know if you do, babes.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Even if you're a full-time mum, it's
possible.
A lot.
It's actually not possible.
Like, now it's so full on. Like, I have friends that work in primary school and, like, these kids are, like, self-harming at young ages. Like, you, and it's just like, where are your parents?
With the things that that are, like, currently happening. Now, like, just scary.
You have to, like, keep up with them.
Yeah.
You cannot let them, like...
We can barely do that now with our own stuff.
And especially with this thing.
Exactly. How are you going to monitor five kids, the internet activity? Like, you just can't do
it.
It's
hard. Yeah, I don't know. Why do people want kids?
I feel like our gen has generally more... thinks about why they want kids before they have children.
Before they have it,
it's a more intentional process. It's not like, oh, and then I'll get married. No, I know we'll have kids. Mm. It's more like, do I actually want to be a parent?
And will I be a good one?
And doing the work on themselves.
Some of y'all. Should have asked yourself that question. Lord.
Yeah.
Because, it's a job. Yeah. Like, not everyone's suitable for every job. Do you know what I mean? So, I think we have access to introspection. Because I don't think a lot of cultures value that. Like, you just push through with these mandatory steps. You don't have, like, actually, do I want this or not? It's like individualism, which is they didn't have that culturally. They're just like, I'm married, I have to have kids.
And would that be also, like, what do you call it when you look back?
Retrospect.
Yeah. Like, looking at how things were done previously.
Yeah.
And whether, you know, they've... Yeah, exactly. And whether you want to go through that as well.
Yeah,
I get it.
So
interesting.
How many kids did you want, Jay?
I don't know, like 3. But I want, I hope I have 2
twins. What about you, Rebs?
I'm thinking 2 or 3.
2 or 3?
Yeah. My mum wants me to have 4.
That's so cute. Will she be there?
Exactly.
She probably would.
She fucking
even
will
if
be.
They're there, you don't want them there. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, now.
I have another question. Do you think that you guys will clash with your parents?
Absolutely.
Over how Yeah, I think I really will clash with my parents.
I definitely will.
I think that...
I don't know. It depends how, like, close they are to you.
I know my mum like will be great at the newborn and the baby
stage. Yeah, it's more
washing them, huh?
That's it.
Yeah, doing the Ghanaian bath where they tie them like a chicken.
Exactly.
Behind their backs. Oh, like there's the newborns when they're
they've got this method of bathing them.
So they don't kick around, I'm guessing?
No,
it's literally like to massage and stretch them out. Because they've been like this in the womb, they literally stretch them out.
Mold their head
and apparently like a lot of Southeast...
I thought it was African thing.
No, like Southeast Asians do it too.
Oh. Apparently.
Yeah. I don't know who it was.
Do they mold their heads?
I don't know. But she the one lady at...
Yeah, because isn't the moulding what's making their head shapes weird?
No, that's...
To avoid self. Because what happens is they get flat head.
Yeah. Wow, then not enough getting parents were doing
that. They just left them on their back like
absolutely.
Do you know, I saw you can get skull surgery.
Yeah.
What can you not get these days?
Yeah, you can get what is called knee BLs. Where you...
To become taller.
It costs $100,000.
And because they break your leg in a number of places.
And you're very, like, you can't...
They put splints or something, like, put things that, like...
You have to be very careful, like, you can't play sports again. Yeah. I saw this
ever?
Guy, yeah. Because it's very, very dangerous. And this guy, I saw him on Reels. He's a mother... father of 3. He's married. And he's like, oh, my wife's so amazing, taking care of the kids while I do this.
Full time.
So... Just forever. So, he can be,
so you can be 6 foot four.
No, he wasn't even 6 foot. He went from 5'5". He went from 5'4" to 5'9".
Wow, look. Why would you add not even foot? That much? Come on. No,
there's a limit of how much they can add, though. Yeah, they can't do
it. But your wife work. Married you.
I she know. Likes you already.
What are you doing?
Leave it.
This is
you're
big age. You already got 3 kids.
Nah, but you know what? That's what they be saying about us. Why are you going to go get some ass for? You're already married. Why are you getting your titties done?
Yeah, but it's usually not increasing. It's reduced. Well, actually, I should speak.
What? It's usually our problem, baby.
Yeah, so that's just
regular culture is not doing that.
Bro.
Oh yeah,
I see. But yeah, I think I'll have 2 or 3 at the most. But my mum wants, because I thought my mum looks back and says, you know, we're struggling. Anyway.
It wasn't enough.
You might as well have had 4.
Like, that is just crazy.
My it's not like, she's like, I'm not going to eat the money. Like, I should have had more. And I'm just like,
I don't know if I agree.
But she's just
of course you're not going to agree.
Like, yeah, I don't agree with that,
baby. I watch people that have like
4 kids
and like finally I'm just like this doesn't make sense but you're just doing it's like oh
I actually
like
don't understand
average
the
family median family yeah. to parent income like yeah, that kind of thing
but it's like it's
just but what if you're a millionaire though
and not,
what
even,
if you're
and
a
not even like yeah 2 paying income but it's not great
the house that you're even going to we're all going to buy it's million
okay,
dollars
okay I mean what if you're a multi-millionaire extravagantly like, wealthy yeah what okay. if you're very wealthy yeah,
extravagantly and, wealthy
and like you actually like have like a sound like grasp of parenting and you're like oh I'm actually
even
going
then,
to be like really involved
you can't
and not
I don't
nanny,
think you
nanny,
can
nanny.
Do the 7 or 8 type.
No. Yeah. I think like that's still insanity.
Four or five max then still. Because there's also true. The fact that you have to have an individual relationship mm-hmm. with each
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, because I was just going to say, if you're a very conscious person and work for a lack of a better term, you would be considerate of like how much money you make and how much you can give to this child
exactly.
and how they can benefit.
Exactly.
So you'd be thinking about these things. But like if you've got old school gun mentality, it's like let's just populate the earth.
Mm. And if you're making that much money, you'd probably be working pretty hard for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that too.
So what time do you have for 4 kids to be running around?
But what if
around?
You're not?
Like okay, if it's your husband that's got all the
yeah,
generational
well,
wealth
yeah,
or
it's just generational wealth and you guys just do your little job
oh,
here
that's
and there.
That's
yeah,
fine,
yeah,
but
fine.
Yeah. There's a lot of people I don't know like that.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I think
true.
my mom said that, because I asked her, like, when I was a kid, like, why do grandma and grandpa have so many kids? She was like, I think they see it as, like, wealth.
It is wealth. Like, just having a child means something. Mm. But it's like, in my mind, I'm like, if you can't afford to look after a child.
In our day and age, I find it very wild.
Yeah, it is wild.
Like, you can see the struggle. Like, you
exactly.
can just see
and
it.
You know what? When I hear stories of people in Ghana who haven't, I'm like, how? Because they can't afford it. I was like, no, who's feeding this child?
Mm. But for them, it's.
Oh, when there's
yeah.
a. Yeah, it's.
They just
that's
figure
the
it
next
out.
Step. Yeah,
they just
they live for today and tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. They live for today.
They don't think like us.
Obviously, yeah.
You know what?
And they literally. The community is raising that child.
Exactly. Yeah. Very village raises a child.
Yeah. Which is interesting people. Because then, like, that's kind of, like, it works for them.
It does.
Like, it's worked
it
throughout
yeah,
the generations
it does.
Throughout history. So,
yeah.
for them,
they don't need
if it's
too
not
much.
Broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Don't think about it too much. Just
yeah.
have
but
the
here,
baby.
I actually think like, it's a bit irresponsible, personally.
Yeah.
And this,
yeah.
like,
I can understand that.
Yeah, honestly, it is. Because, like, my mom, I feel like she's saying that in retrospect because she's bored now.
Mm.
Like 2 is really plenty. You were tired all the time, babe.
Yeah,
and the
yeah,
thing is, she
yeah.
wanted to. My mom, I know how she is. She wanted to give us the absolute
Whoa.
Best she could give us.
Mm.
And I don't know if she could have done that with any more kids than she had.
Yeah, because
she was already struggling then. She was already yeah. feeling guilty. Like, oh my god, did it? I'm like, the guilt would have been coming eating your head.
Yeah,
like
seriously.
She just wants me.
And
to
then
have
also,
kids
if you
bought.
Think about the way we work as well, like. The shift work actually worked.
It actually worked. You're calling on, clocking off.
Yeah. Like, and also, yeah. and also
not
like.
Now logging back on
when I think
night.
Of like.
Yeah.
exactly. But then also literally. When I think of the times, like my mom used to do night shifts.
And then
they
yeah,
come
yeah,
in the morning and my dad
yeah,
would go
yeah,
to work.
Yeah.
Right?
It worked
so they're
perfectly.
Always a parent.
Yeah.
But if we're doing 9 to 5, no one's home.
No.
Honestly,
no one is actually
our
home.
Our kids will now be in what's. Because I have friends. Cause most of my friends were like me. But I have one friend whose parents were really like go-getters in the corporate world.
Mm.
After school, she was always in after school care.
Yeah.
Who's coming from the city to
exactly.
here?
Exactly. Yeah, to
by the time
and
you get there
the
at 7:30,
exactly.
they have to be in after school care.
This is
and
why
the guilt eats you up enough.
Yeah.
This is why
yeah.
I want to move
as
to a different
is.
Country so I can have someone to help me look after my kids.
But
so
even with that, I know that you say that, but...
But your mom is
sometimes
there.
Sometimes like you even...
But she's getting older.
Yeah.
What can she... Like there's only so much
you
she
mean
can
physically,
do.
Physically, like...
Yeah, like there's only so much she can do. I think about... Like I actually think about this. There's only
yeah.
so much
by
you can do.
By the time
your
kids are like 8...
Yeah, and I even
early.
Had a conversation with one of my friends recently. She was like, man, when I have a kid, I'm going to sit in Ghana for a year.
Mm.
Because she's like,
she's going to
No, when she has a kid.
Yeah.
She will sit in Ghana.
Yeah, like she's taking the kid and going to sit in Ghana.
It's not the first year she should be worried about. Wait, she's going back when they're 5, 6, 7. No, but seven.
It's not even that. She's just like the support. The like, support it's just is so really much there. Harder,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm just like, I don't know if, I don't know.
It's very
different here. Do you know what I was seeing on TikTok? Like, do you feel like that we feel guilty about too much now? Because
That's another thing.
Listen, because you know what? On TikTok, I was seeing this. People say this, like, they're having their second child and they feel guilty for their first child. Like, I feel bad.
Guilty that what?
That they
that they're
the,
having their second one.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of, like, the temptation and, you know.
They're like,
my kid won't, my first kid won't have all of me. First of all, you're really fucking off that second kid. Like,
you don't care about, so you know what? Like, the kid is already coming.
No,
just give it
that's
a,
too and much.
Did you think that?
No, I never thought that.
They have a
second one for me.
Yeah, they have a sibling.
Yeah, you literally do it for the
sibling. They're always white.
Then you shouldn't have had a second. Then you shouldn't have had a second child if you're going to be sulking about this.
They're not sulking, but they're saying that it's like it'll be.
But it's always everyday guilt.
Yeah, it's too much.
Why?
Don't come and kill yourself, man. Oh, I feel guilty about that. They can just play along with each other.
Yeah,
that's so
nice.
Good. You have to give them attention.
But they definitely feed off each other.
Yeah,
they have
a partner. They entertain themselves.
Definitely. They have their own little gang. They come and terrorize you. I don't know why people are feeling guilty.
Yeah,
no.
But, yeah. Do you feel like, if it's not to be in your business, do you feel like you want a lot more or like it's too cool for you?
Like, for now, two is good. Okay. But I'm always... Because everything happens so easily for me.
Oh my god!
When I'm pregnant, I'm just like la di da. When I give birth, it's pretty easy. Mm. You know, I haven't really struggled like mentally either in terms of like baby blues or. But you never know, that could happen. The third one like happened in Blackish with Blue. Or Rainbow. Oh, that's her name. Remember?
Yeah.
I can never say never, but I feel like because I'm very comfortable with having another one.
Yeah.
I like the feeling. Like, I don't like the feeling, but I'm comfortable with the feeling. I'm comfortable with adding another one to the family and financially.
Like, labor-wise
like
as well.
Yeah. Mm. It'll be okay. So I'm like, one will be all right.
Does your husband feel the same?
He's indifferent.
Mm.
I think especially since we've got two boys. He's like, yeah!
He loves it.
Like, one of them came home and he said, I want to watch soccer. I said, oh my God. Please, somebody give me
And they're really boy.
Yeah,
they're really boy.
This girl, sometimes I'm just like, I don't, like, anyway, like, they've come out like, boys, yeah. Like typical. I'm like, nobody told you to be like ramming trucks into each other and like running around like and butting heads.
Watching,
and like,
what's the thing he likes? What's that?
Big cars, like, oh, excavators.
Hey, everyday excavators.
And he does like,
love that thing.
He was like, oh, excavator. My cousin was like, what's that? And I'm just like, wait.
Not what's that?
You don't know what an excavator is?
I don't know what.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a show called Excavator.
Oh, no. Monster trucks. They like all the typical boyish things.
That's a lot of energy.
So it's a lot of testosterone in the house.
You might want to balance that a little bit.
Yeah, but who knows if I'm going to have even a girl. And who knows if the girl is even going to be like that.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't project it onto
like,
them.
Yeah. So I'm just like, Charlie, I'm fine right now.
Yeah.
They're good. But yeah, one more will be all right. If I get a little bit more money, maybe two more, but...
But you have a bit of space between them.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Too close together.
Exactly.
I got what you're saying. Different batch, you know?
Different batch.
And maybe 2.0, you know? So I wouldn't mind, but I think, just being practical and the way the economy is going. I'm okay.
You're paying $500 million for a cracker.
It's actually,
lunchbox is just...
Broccolini. You know a bunch of broccolini?
Yeah.
Guys,
how much?
This is actually...
I bought three for $5.
Oh, fuck off. Where did you buy it from?
Flemo.
Oh, no wonder.
I told you, that's where I'm going. How much is it now?
Like, I went to Coles and it was like, a bunch was like $6.
Huh?
Coles? And it was literally...
A bunch is meant to be three.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you
no, not three sticks.
No,
no,
like,
Coles
is
ridiculous.
That's another ethnic market.
Yeah, 100%.
A bunch of broccolini was usually like three.
Oh, yeah, well, no. Inflation.
That's a lot. Well,
yeah.
I told you Flemington's there.
But I didn't buy it. I just looked at it and I was like, wow.
Oh, you should have told me. Legit, I bought, and there were big bunches too.
But I love Flemington. Like, it's actually great. Good for that. It's fantastic. Yeah. Mm. Flemington's good.
No, that's another thing I love for my mom. Tell me to go to the correct market.
Yes, go to the ethnic vibe.
Yeah. Not Woolworths.
Woolworths. And Aldi's all
they
right.
They know how to
Nah, well, my mom, she ain't too good for some Aldi.
Yeah. And that has to be your first shop, so you know where the deficits are. Yeah,
and then when you go to other places, you go to the sales section.
That's something I will carry on. You know where to, like, she would know, like, okay, you go Aldi for this, but you can't get cereal Aldi, you can't get meat Aldi.
That's something I need to I need to learn a bit more.
What do you mean, being the eldest daughter? You learn.
No, but just in general, just how they shop, and, like, they can always just whip up things real quick. Something from nothing. Yeah. I have to think it through.
Literally, my mum said that to me the other day because she brought them home and then they were just like going wild. And she's like, I think they're hungry. What are you going to feed them? Let me go and buy something. I'm like, don't worry about it. I just get some noodles. I chop some like vegetables in there. You know, I get a side of bloody, I don't know what it was in there. I think I got them salmon or sausages. Yeah. I don't know. But I'm like, this
you
is
just mix
just,
it.
I
mix it, my mom quick.
My mom doesn't know how to do that.
Oh, really?
No.
My mom
because the pressure is getting worse. I'm like, I'm getting hot. I'm sweating. Because these people are, they're getting, they're insane.
So that forces you to be quick.
Like, I just have to think of something quick. Yeah. There's no time for me to be like, to be doing that. Do you want stew?
Yeah,
and sometimes, like, even though I know I have something in the fridge, like, they've eaten it two or three times. They're like, so they don't want to eat it. They're like, they don't want to eat it again. I'm like, I just have to make something that looks,
somewhat presentable.
Yeah, exactly. Literally.
No, I need to learn that a bit more. Because I remember when I would just started to like really get into cooking, and she would be like, "All this time, this is all you've done."
I'm actually hungry. Gosh. So I need to do it quick. Yeah, unless I'm making something big, I need to whip that.
I don't know how to cook in the week.
You know what? And people can come to my house and be like, "I'll be like, I'm making food."
But I still don't do that. You know,
I don't know how to cook in
big. I don't know how to do for the week.
The thing is, though, they make stewy thing. Like what? Well, stew like that thing can stay if you're making your salmon. That doesn't stay for more than one day, babes. Do you know what I mean? Like.
That's true. Stew does take, but if I two times for dinner and then the kids are just like
for us she made every day, but for my dad, her and my dad, they will eat the same thing for the week.
Yeah, that's what I was doing
Monday
in my household.
Friday.
That's why
Monday Saturday day, that was her cooking day. Or what, you know,
like variation in the stew.
No, she would cook like three different things.
Okay,
she'll have the daughter.
And you have three different things on there, and then you just eat that, and that's on her day off. That's what she did. It's even slavery, babe.
Oh my god, babes. Or sometimes I just have to add like boiled egg to jazz it up. Avocado or something to like.
Butter and rice. You know?
You gotta do something to jazz up the
butter and rice, babe. And nugget. There you go. And we even thought it was delicious.
Is that your dinner?
When things was, but like my brother had, when I look back, he had sensory issues.
Oh.
Like now I look back, looking back, I'm like, oh, he's a fussy. Like people would be like, you just have to give him whatever. And he wouldn't eat it. Like he would genuinely starve if you don't give him, if you give him something he doesn't like. Mm. So she had to give him something that would go along with his, what he would eat.
Butter and rice is lit.
Oh, delicious.
I've never had it.
He was skinny, so it would fatten him up. She used to love giving that to him. Yeah. With some egg.
Good.
Come on now.
Butter and rice or like oil and rice?
No, butter and rice.
Really?
Yeah.
Very delicious.
We're never allowed to eat on one more.
Why? Because of the oil?
It's too fatty.
It's actually disgusting. Yeah.
So I don't really know how to even make it because we.
Yeah, I went to my cousin's house and she was making it for our kids. I was just like, babes, how do I do this? She's like, it's oil,
it's actually oil
and rice.
Oil and rice?
Yeah,
oil and rice and onions.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
I know, yeah.
It is. Like, it's nice, but my dad just wouldn't let us.
Poor person.
Yes, that's
yeah,
that
it's
too.
Poverty
but,
food. But kids love poverty food.
They really do. They love
really
that
do.
Stuff.
Honestly. Loved it. But my dad just wouldn't.
Actually, no, my kids, they love everything. Mate, they have a very expensive
eat,
palate.
When they said sushi, I was like,
I love that for them.
It's giving bougie.
Yeah. Right? I love it.
They really be doing the most lately. The other one asked for fufu when we came home. I said, babe, please shut up. Can we give your dad ideas? I'm tired.
He's like, can we have fufu? I'm like, bro, get out of my face. How often do you let them have Maccas? Oh no, Maccas is a regular occurrence. Okay, cool.
I don't want to feel like, bad because Maccas will be getting them happy meals. I know from now.
No, once every 2 weeks. Okay, or like, yeah. Like it depends. Yeah. Like it's usually yeah. their dad that goes and on takes the way them home somewhere.
From soccer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You already know. Yeah. It's like a ritual kind yeah. of
Fridays or Saturdays. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's either cafe food or Maccas, but yeah, it depends. I don't really care as long as they eat.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, you can't be fussy.
Yeah, that's what the that's
like, gluten free
and like yeah, yeah, and honestly, like
and when they're fussy, they that's the worst.
Yeah, yeah, it's really
you
hard.
Really can't. You just have to give them whatever they, yeah. they can eat. But anyway, oh. it's time for our Reddit reaction style. We're going around the towns.
Give us.
So, I, 27, male, am currently unemployed and have been since April.
No, I'm just joking. That's rude. That's
and
rude.
The way
I'm
you're sorry, reading it too.
I'm sorry.
Trying to be clean. I have issues enunciating sometimes. Where I was working, they started these layoffs and I was one.
Aww.
I'm having to use my savings to pay my half of the rent for the apartment that I share with my girlfriend, 27 female. When I first got booted, she was very understanding, very sweet. That has now vanished and has turned into constant annoyance. She's annoyed when I say nobody got back to me when I was applying for jobs. She's annoyed when I told her that I'm not moving on to the interview process. Just always annoyed.
That's sad.
Last week I had 4 phone interviews and by Friday I had 4 no's.
Aww.
She comes home, I tell her the bad news, but I try to let her know that I feel like soon one of these will work. She starts yelling at me that I'm clearly messing up in these interviews and clearly I'm not doing all I can.
Damn.
It was hurtful. I'd already had 4 rejections from interviews exactly. I felt good about and now I'm getting yelled at. She said she was growing impatient with me. I told her by the looks of it, her waistline is growing too.
Her what?
Her waistline.
Oh my God.
I was having sympathy for him.
But I know.
It's a topic she doesn't like to discussing, but over the past year she's become overweight.
So you're doing different, Dad. All right.
Whether or not that's tied to job stress or this recent stress of my job situation, I don't know. I just know her weight skyrocketed over the past year. Not skyrocketed. She said what I said was uncalled for. I told her that her yelling was uncalled for. She told me to keep up my dead-end job search. I told her to keep up the cookie binges.
These two should not be together.
I know.
I could see her being mad if I was just sitting at home all day with my thumb up my nose, not trying. But I'm putting out applications for hours, leaving people messages, trying to get interviews.
Yeah.
Why does that garner impatience? Am I the asshole?
Well, how long? So how long has
he
been?
Yeah, how long has he been out of his job?
Since April. And this was posted today.
We're in July.
So 3 months.
Oh, 2 months, 3 months.
3 months.
In this economy, but the rent's probably gone up.
He's been using his savings to pay.
True. And so it's even contributing.
Do you know what? I'm wondering if something's going on with her at work that's frustrating her and like she maybe wants to quit and that's why she's
telling him off.
No, but you know what? Even if he's paying the rent, they probably have to cut down other stuff. Like they're probably not going out like
she's resenting him.
Yeah,
or having to pay for things more than apart from the rent, like having to pay for their outings, having to pay for, you know what I mean? Or she's having to cut back.
Why can't you have a bit of compassion for your man? It's hard out here.
It's really hard.
Honestly.
The waistline comment.
I don't know. That's
he's picked
not
the
right.
wrong time.
Yeah.
To say
that. And then even cookie binge. Like, I don't know that's rude. Yeah.
It's the two of them are giving toxic. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, when you're broken in the same house, you might get stressed. And you
I
might
think
call
it's
someone
just taking it out on each other for sure. I don't know if it's toxic per se. I think it's just like they're being mean to each other. Because damn.
It's not nice.
That reminds me of that clip. Have you seen that clip where the doctor is talking to the, like, it's like, oh. You know that show, 600 Pounds?
Oh, Dr. Now? Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, I'm just a fussy eater. How can you be a fussy eater? You're over 600 pounds.
The doctor.
She said, I'm just a fussy eater. He's like, clearly you're not. You're over 600 pounds.
That's so rude.
I died, but I was like, points were made.
There's a bit of truth. On that show, they have to lose weight to get the surgery, right?
Yes,
They lie about what they're eating.
Of course
they're
they
like,
are.
I don't know why I gained 50 pounds. What are you eating? They're like, I just eat salad all day. He's like, and he just gets fed up.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
What you were saying also reminds me of, have you seen the clip on Instagram or TikTok, whichever, where this black couple, they're catching a flight and the husband booked himself in first class and then didn't book her in first class? He booked her in economy.
Nope.
And
are
she's
they a
like,
black couple?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A what?
A black couple.
And then she's like, where are you sitting? And he's like, I'm over there. And she's like, what? Like, what do you mean?
That's a
and then
joke.
She's like,
it has to be a joke.
Did you see what he did to her? And she's like telling people. I don't think it was.
Did he say why? Did he record it?
And he said you weren't paying attention. When I booked, like, you weren't paying attention. Like, I booked my flight. You could have booked or something. Like, there was something to it.
Oh, they booked separate flights.
I think he's the one who booked it, but it was like, you didn't ask me or something, so I've just booked myself in.
That man is selfish. That's actually wickedness. Are you joking? I've seen the one where the guy and his wife go to first class and then he leaves the kids in economy.
I've seen that one.
That's not too bad.
Gordon Ramsay does that.
I've seen that.
Gordon Ramsay. He's like, he didn't work for it.
I've seen it on an MSI.
And they're little, man.
Yeah, exactly.
This woman left her, like, the kids must have been like 10, 12 or something, and then she just come down and say, hey, and then she just go
off. Honestly, I can't imagine.
Oh, I don't blame them. Oh my goodness. No, that's actually wicked.
Anyway, so is old boy the asshole?
I don't know. I feel like both of them are.
I mean, he's just obviously, if you're feeling down about the fact you're not getting a job and then your partner's not
even being supportive.
She's not being supportive.
That's really like, she was getting him an insecurity, he was just doing the same back, unfortunately.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. So I think they're both assholes.
They're both assholes.
Especially instigated. For sure.
But he shouldn't have said, like, she didn't call him names. Like, she didn't have to say that, like,
true.
He could have been like, you're being really impatient, you're being really rude about this. She didn't have to. Safe.
Resort to name calling.
Cookie binge. That's very crazy.
Oh goodness.
Anyways, thanks for listening, y'all.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Catch you in the next episode.
Bye. Bye. See you later.